Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. One of the main goals of this podcast is to help you, the listener, learn to see life from a different point of view. Life itself is an amazing gift, but life, if we're all honest, is littered with moments of pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain. And as long as we're being honest here, life has more than its fair share of sorrow and suffering. At times, life honestly just doesn't seem fair. Just being real here. I know, I spend a lot of time each week sharing what I consider to be foundational truth to my understanding of my identity in Christ. And I spend a lot of time talking about how I maintain my thought life and how I put on the truth I use to renew my mind and walk in victory. Personally, I've dealt with many painful issues during the course of my life. I've dealt with the struggle to find my true identity in Christ. I've dealt with moments of betrayal and abandonment, just like you. I've grieved the loss of friends and loved ones, just like you. I've battled episodes of depression and endured episodes of all-out panic attacks. I've even endured very real moments of persecution as a direct result of my faith in Christ. And to top it all off, this sounds like a Jernigan pity party, but it's not. To top it all off, I'm currently battling Parkinson's disease, which is certainly not a walk in the park by any means. It's an inconvenience, it's an annoyance, but it does not dictate or control my life. And in spite of all that, you know what? Those painful moments of life, I can honestly say, life is still good. And I can honestly say I am in no way a victim. I am a victor. John 8:32 tells us that we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. Well, what's the first step required to get to that truth? It's our own honest confession. I confess my failure, my sin to Father God, and guess what? He cleanses me. I confess my fear and my anxiety to Jesus, and He surrounds me with overwhelming love that eradicates my fear. I confess my grief or my pain or my suffering or my whatever I am facing in any given moment, and my Father God meets me in that moment. But we never get to the freedom we desire if we're not willing to get honest with God and get honest with someone else, get honest with ourselves. It is in those moments of honesty with the Lord that I'm given grace to see my predicament or to see my circumstance from His point of view. Where I see an impassable mountain, He sees a mere molehill. Where I see disappointment, He sees an opportunity for restoration. Where I see a wound or a hurt, He sees an opportunity to comfort and to heal. Where I see no way out, He somehow makes a way. Where I see despair and hopelessness, He sees an opportunity for joy. And guess what, folks? Jesus can handle our honesty. He can free us from guilt. He can deliver us from shame. He can replace our regrets with healing grace by simply allowing us to see each one of those regretful moments from His point of view. God is love. That simple truth has done more to set me free than anything I can convey to you. Reality is, I don't get to decide if God loves me. That's a done deal. That leaves me with only two options in any given moment. I can either choose to believe God loves me, or I can choose to believe He does not love me. One choice leads to anxiety and fear. The other choice eradicates fear and alleviates anxiety. In moments of fear or panic, I do this. I begin speaking out loud to my own soul. Father, pour out Your love upon me. Show me how much You love me. And when I speak it and choose to believe it, guess what? My feelings change. Fear and anxiety do not rule my life, even when dealing with the very real battle of Parkinson's. I'm honestly not afraid. I'm not. Honestly, I'm more annoyed with it, like I said before, than anything. It's an inconvenience. Why is that? It's simple. I honestly believe God loves me, and I'll take it a step further. I believe God likes me and likes being with me. Now, I say all that to say this. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this, and I say this every week, but it is the truth. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That's incredibly good news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Bring Me Clean, from the worship recording, Let It Rain. This song came to me, believe it or not, way back on January 9th of 1982. This is what I wrote about the song back in 1982. I have a great tendency to be too hard on myself at times, trying to be my own judge. This song came in the early days of my walk with the Holy Spirit. It's interesting to look back now and see how far He has brought me, and to see how much of what I received musically and lyrically from the Lord I did not even understand at the time I was receiving it. In those days, after my salvation experience, I still battled thoughts of being unworthy and filthy and vile and unlovable because I was just learning how to renew my mind in Christ. The conclusion I came to was simple. He is God, and I am not. I cannot truly judge my own heart. Only the Lord can judge my heart. Only the blood of Jesus makes me worthy to enter His presence. Only faith in Him allows me to approach Him boldly and trust Him to do the cleansing, to bring me clean. A great illustration of the cleansing power and redeeming love of Jesus Christ was revealed to me as Melinda and I began to have our own family. Back in those days, if one of my children fell and hurt himself or herself and got up dirty and crying, then came to me for help, I would not send them away to clean themselves up. To the contrary, I would pick them up, clean them off as I embraced them, and then tend to their wounds. Isn't this the way we should approach our Heavenly Father? If we waited until we were clean or confessed up before we could enter His presence, we would never get there. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Where can we go from His presence? We need to let Him do the cleansing we need in our lives, in our souls. We simply need to approach Him boldly. This is a special song my wife Melinda and I enjoy singing together. We sang it for years before it was ever recorded. It is still very precious to me because it's a song that helps me feel complete oneness with my wife. Let's do this. Let's take a few moments now and just allow the Holy Spirit to bring us clean into His presence.
Let me see your face. cleansing rain, your love comes falling. Desert streams flow when I hear you calling my name. Take the heart and desert of my heart, Lord. Take my life and saturate each part, Lord. Send the rain, bring me clean into your presence. Bring me, Lord, into your grace. Bring me clean into your presence. Let me see your face.
First John chapter 1, verse 9 says this: If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As I've already stated so many times in today's podcast, the awesome news of God's redeeming love and cleansing power is that he wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrow. He does not waste our wounds. He does not waste our failures. Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16 says this: Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let's hold firmly to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things just as we are, yet without sin. Temptation doesn't define us, guys. It doesn't. Therefore, let's approach the throne of grace with confidence, boldly, so that we may receive mercy and find grace for help at the time of our need. Let's just do this. Let's stop allowing the enemy to dupe us into believing we are failures and beyond forgiveness and beyond restoration. Let's boldly approach the throne of grace and walk in the beauty and reality of who he says we are. I have absolutely loved today's podcast. Today's episode of the Dennis Nerdigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? It's easy. Just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Did you know you can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at allinallchurch.com? Just go to facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Just go to facebook.com/TheRealDennisJernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you don't mind, would you take a few seconds and leave me a review wherever you happen to be listening to the Dennis Jernigan podcast? It really does help increase listeners when you leave those reviews. Then it would mean so much to me. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. My autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. You can also get copies of the latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which details some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life, including my current battle with Parkinson's. I also have 2 fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and a novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me. Just go to Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Bring Me Clean, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or check it out on iTunes. And remember this, if you get nothing else from today's podcast, get this deep in your soul, deep in your mind, deep in your heart. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.